Hare Krishna.
Focus not on what you can't do. Focus on what God can do. In life, whenever we face some challenges, when we have to see something, do something which seems very difficult for us to do. So we are small and the task before us seems to be very big. At that time, it's easy to be cowed down, to feel intimidated, to feel that we are not equal to the task, and to thereby become discouraged. Now, what such a emotion neglects is that, yes, the task may be very difficult, the service we have to do may be much, much bigger than what we can do, than what our abilities are, but the fact is that we are not alone. It's not that we are faced against that big challenge. It is we, and with us is Krishna. And together we are facing this challenge. And Krishna is not only bigger than us, he is bigger than the biggest problem. He is bigger than everything else in this world. And that's why with Krishna, all things are possible. So when we dwell on that fact, that Krishna is omnipotent and Krishna can do anything, then we get encouragement, we get confidence, we get enthusiasm. And that way, we can face the challenge confidently. In the Bhagavad Gita in 11.33, it is stated, Krishna tells Arjuna, Tasmatam uttishtayasho labhasva jitva shatrun bhumshvarajyam samriddham mayai vaite nihita purvameva nimittamatram bhavasav vyasachi. So, Krishna says, therefore Arjuna, rise. Now why does Krishna say tasmat, therefore? Because prior to this, he has stated that he has actually revealed his omnipotent form as the Vishwarupa, as Kalarupa, and there he is saying how everything is under his control. So that form which Krishna the universal form demonstrates not only Krishna's omnipotence, it also demonstrates Krishna's omnipresence. In that form, tatraikastham jagat krishnam pravibhaktam anekadha apashyad deva devasya sharire pandavastada traikastham, it's been situated in one place. Arjuna was able to see everything. Jagat Krishnam, the whole universe he was able to see. And where was he in this? Sharire Pandavastada. Apashyad Deva Devasya. Apashyad, he saw it. Deva Devasya, into the form of the Lord. So the point here is that Krishna had just demonstrated his supremacy. And he also demonstrated how Arjuna's opponents were going to die. And therefore, now he says, Tasmatam uttishtayasho labhasva, therefore Arjuna, rise and attain victory. Jitva shatrun bhungshvarajyam samriddham. Jitva shatrun, conquer all your enemies. Bhungshvarajyam samriddham, and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva. Mayai vaite, by me your enemies have already been killed. Nimittamatram bhavasav vyasachi. Nimittamata, just be an instrument for me. Oh Arjuna, you are Savyasachi, you are expert. You are ambidextrous, you are capable of fighting expertly with both your hands. So now, the important thing you hear is that Krishna tells Arjuna that you are going to be victorious. You have to become my instrument. So similarly, when we think of ourselves as independent units, then we end up thinking of ourselves as alone. And alone, we alone against the world, against the world's challenges, we'll naturally feel overwhelmed. But when we understand that we are with Krishna, that Krishna is always with us, but we are with Krishna also, in the sense that we are trying to serve Him, we are trying to do His will, then we should know that by that, Krishna is with us and He will give us the ability to do what needs to be done. Now this does not necessarily mean that we will always be successful in this world. Now Krishna tells Arjuna, although Krishna is by the side of Arjuna, Krishna tells Arjuna that sukhe dukhe same kutva labha labha jaya jaya, that sometimes you should be equipoised amidst happiness, distress, gain, loss, and victory, defeat. So what he means is that even with God at one side, sometimes one may not get success in life. But the key is one can stay equipoised, because one's eyes are fixed not on victory or defeat, one's eyes are fixed on God. And when that happens, so if we focus on what Krishna can do, then we will be able to do our best in every situation. If we are focusing on our own inabilities, then we will not even be able to do our best. We may end up actually doing our worst. But if we focus on our ability, focus on Krishna and Krishna's omnipotence, then we will, with that confidence and intelligence, we will be able to perform to the best of our capacities. And irrespective of whether we get success or not, certainly we will increase the chances of our getting success. But along with that, more importantly, because success in this world is not permanent. This world, there will be always like a sine wave, there will be crests and troughs. So success we may get, we may not get. And even if we get, it's not going to last. But what is going to last is our inner growth, our ability to subordinate our weak impulses and emotions to our strong resolutions and determinations. And by that, we will grow internally. And if we are growing internally, then external success is also going to come to us sooner or later. So we focus not on being self-conscious and worrying what all I can't do. We focus on being Krishna conscious and focusing on what Krishna can do and what he can do even through a person like me. Thank you. Hare Krishna.